Blog Talk Radio.
This is George Gamond, and welcome to the Friday show. It's the end of the week. It's the weekend coming up. Thought I'd make the show rather easy, simple, not get too heavy material today, just kind of lighter thing. And as you know, I'm playing the drums on my desk, right? Blah, 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 blah. Okay, so having fun. I woke up with a little sinus thing this morning, but I doing the show, getting the energy of spirit in my life and pumped up. Makes me feel a lot better. So that's why I like doing the show, even if I'm kind of like, no, it gets me, yeah, yay. Okay. So let's have some fun. Today's kind of a your day. I thought I'd throw it out there and hopefully I'll get some response because my spirit guides want to help you and anything that's going on in your life, and I want to channel. So it's not the, if I describe the difference, and I've described this all the time, so if you've never listened to the show, and if you don't know the difference, and I'll just kind of run through this real quickly, the difference between a channeled reading or channeled session and a normal psychic reading. A normal psychic reading is that most psychics are channeling at some level, and everybody channels, okay? You know, artists channel, musicians channel, engineers channel. We all do. We all connect to our higher self. At some level or another, we're always connecting with something greater than the ego, the human personality, because we're all connected. We're all connected to source energy, God, whatever you call it. I call it source, so I'll just leave it at there, and you can kind of go with that. So we all do that. But the difference between what I call, I am a trans channel, which means I kind of go away and let spirit talk through me. The energy comes in, my spirit guides, the spirit group, Sarah, it's a group of spiritual teachers, different ones come into the group to discuss certain themes or subjects, and that's how I do it. Now, people who use tarot cards, they're kind of guided to use a certain cards. It's like energy, spirit pulls them and helps them pull certain cards to help them to give you messages. And they either get words or they get images or they get feelings about what to express to you. But they're conscious. Most of the time, they're very conscious of what's going on. Okay, not me. I can hear it. It's like I'm sitting in the other room listening to my spirit guides. So I enjoy doing that. You know, it's like I was listening to a little bit of an interview with the CEO of Hay House, Reed Tracy, and he was interviewing or discussing with Esther Hicks of Abraham fame, the secret fame, if you're not familiar with Esther. Esther channels Abraham. Abraham describes himself as a group of non-physical entities, much like the Sarah group. They're very similar. Perhaps there are some of the same teachers. I don't know. They never admitted to that. They don't go with personalities or individual personalities they may have had while they were living on the earth or in spirit or whatever names. They don't use names. So Reed is discussing with Abraham with Esther about certain things. And then Esther's going, well, we're going to talk to Abraham in a couple of minutes. And she's going, yeah, we are. And I'd rather do that. And I kind of have that same feeling. I'd rather have you hear Sarah than me. So that's why I like to channel. So if you have any questions for my spirit group on any subject about your life, and they'll talk to you, and I'll channel, and I'll go under. I'm going to channel anyway. I am going to channel, so I'm going to do that somewhere in the show. So that's today's show. So I want to be open to your messages and your questions and whatever is going on in your life, and I will channel my spirit guides for you. And I'll give you an opportunity to do that. Well, actually, you can call it at any time, and I'll flip back and see if you're there and if you want to talk to my spirit group and ask them some questions. And, you know, it's funny because I do psychic readings all the time, and I'm listening and I'm hearing, but I don't always go away for certain people because it takes me a few seconds and people want immediate response. But I prefer to channel. So that's me. That's what I do, and I love to do it. So I want to do it for you. If you want to call this a psychic reading per se, you can. It's the same thing in so many words. They are very careful about predictions because, you know, the principles of the law of attraction apply here, that you're creating your world. You've already put this into place. You've already created these things, and all they're going to show you is what you're creating. Now, as they've talked to me recently about, is the idea that before you even came into the planet Earth, before you came into this lifetime, you have pre-programmed certain things to happen in your life. So they can get into that also and talk to you about that. So I want to talk about humor and then let my spirit guides talk about that or whatever else they want to talk about. And it was like, what is the benefit of humor? And this is just a reminder. Absolutely a reminder, because you already know most of this. You're already in tune with most of this, okay? This is not a surprise at all. But I want to remind you of the value of humor in the healing aspects of life and all aspects of life. What benefit is humor? So they're going to get into that. That's what I want to talk about today. Kind of get you into the weekend, kind of have some fun, lighten up a little bit, because there's so many books written about how humor healed people, that using a sense of humor, of getting involved in humorous activities and watching things that are very funny, how that has really helped people to enjoy life, to heal, to feel better. So I have an article from beliefnet.com, which is kind of interfaith website where they present different materials from different spiritual backgrounds, Christian, Buddhist, various other ways. And this one, author Beyond Blue, A Spiritual Journey into Mental Health by Therese de Bouchard, J. Bouchard. Teresa. I've read a lot of her material in the past, and she's a very good writer, and she presents some really good, excellent spiritual, you know, ideas. And today's is about humor. 9 ways humor heals. And I thought, well, that's a good theme. That ties in really nicely with our theme today. And her quote, and I'll just give you the preview of what she's going to talk about, the 9 different ways. And then I'm going to check back and forth. Hopefully I don't lose the article because it's been kind of in and out as in staying and open. And I want to make sure that I don't miss any of your calls. So if you want to call me, jump into the chat room and say, George, I want to talk. Okay, George, I want to talk. I want to talk to Sarah. And I'd love to have you do that. That's where I'm. You know, my emphasis on the show and every show is about that, letting you talk to my spirit guides group. Okay? If you want a psychic reading per se, if you use that term, because I've done a lot of them. I've been doing this for 25 years in various ways, but I prefer to channel because it is direct. There is no filtering from George. Okay, so back to Teresa. She makes the statement, G.K. Chesterton once wrote, angels can fly because they take themselves lightly. And Proverbs 17:22 says that a happy heart is good medicine. And she states, and I'd add that human beings can heal at least practically from a boost of different illnesses if they learn how to laugh. Here are just a few ways our bodies, minds, and spirits begin to mend. What is a mend? I don't know. It's a little creature that runs in the forest. No, mend. Okay, we're going to try to keep it light and humorous. So you know, don't mind my little off the wall statements. I try to be funny. I wanted to be a stand up comedian at one time in my life when I was in high school. I thought, well, that's one of the directions. I didn't want to be the Lenny Bruce type. I wanted to be more like, well, I won't get into all the names, all the great comedians that have existed in time, right? Time and place. So let's get into number one, and then we'll go through these, and after each one, I'll check back with you and see who wants to talk to my spirit group. Now, we're going to do this every time, my show. I'm always open to channeling for you what my spirit guides might have to say for you. And at the end of these nine, depending on how much time is left, they're going to talk to you about something. Maybe about humor. Maybe because they like to stick with the theme that I started with. Humor combats fear. I know this firsthand. This is Teresa speaking. Having sat in a community room of psych ward watching a video of a comedian poke fun at depression, like everyone else occupying a chair in that room, I was scared to death of many things, that I could never smile again or love again or even want to love again. I was fearful of life and everything it involved. Ooh, you ever been to that place where just life doesn't seem very good? You're kind of depressed. You're kind of, life will never be what I want it to be. Let's go on. The panic didn't instantly transform into a hearty chuckle once the psych nurse popped in a funny video, but the climate of the room was noticeably different. Patients began to open up more, to share some of the details they had left out in prior group therapy session. Humor disengages fear because it changes your perspective of the past and of the present. The traumatic childhood episodes lose its tight grip on your heart if it can place it into a ridiculous category of other stories from the past. With a playful perspective, you can remove yourself from the marital problem that was once debilitated with anxiety. Laughter forces a few steps, some much needed distance between a situation and our reaction. So if you're not feeling well, if you're kind of down in yourself, find something to laugh about. Find your favorite comedians, as she would say here. If you're fearful, because life for most of us is filled with fear, because fear is something that's bombarded on us every day. Turn on the news. Guess what? There's a lot of fear, right? So humor can help drive away fear. It will change your vibration. I guess that would be the best way to do it from a spiritual perspective, from a higher vibrational, higher consciousness place, is that fear will move. He laughed here. Fear will bring you down. Fear will bring you into a low vibrational state. Laughter starts to move your vibration up. And if you can go from fear to hope through laughter, wow, you've got it. You're getting there. You're moving up the ladder, moving up to the big time, right? Just a little, add a little humor. Everybody has some favorite comedians, right? Don't you? Don't you have some favorite? I really like Jeff Dunham and his puppets. Is a ventriloquist. He's a very funny ventriloquist. Gabriel Iglesias just cracks me up. And these are fairly clean comedians, if you use the word clean, that not a lot of obscenities and not a lot of sexuality. Just, you know, a touch here and there because that's part of life. But they're very funny comedians. And if you watch any of those, I mean, you pick your choice. Robin Williams is really, really funny. If you go back and watch old Robin's comic acts, or there's many others. So you just pick one that's kind of uplifting humor. Yeah, well, like the other ones, the redneck comedians, Bill Engvall and Jeff Foxworthy and Ron White and Larry the Cable Guy, they're all funny. And if you watch these people for a while, these comedians, and just pick one. Chris Rock, pick one. And get involved in the comedy or watch a funny movie. So it'll help move your vibration away from fear up the ladder. Okay, so let's move on. Oops. I was going to number two, but number two went away. Don't go away, number two. Well, it wants to go to number three. I don't know why I want to go to number three. Let's go back. I told you this site's a little strange. It's just not working very well. Number two, humor comforts. Charlie Chaplin once says, to truly laugh, you must be able to take your pain and play with it. I suppose that's why some of the funniest people out there, Stephen Colbert, Robin Williams, Ben Stiller, Art Buchwald, have journeyed through periods of torment. You know, Robin just had all kinds of difficulties in his life. And a lot was brought on by disease in the later years, but he tried to maintain a sense of humor, of laughing at his own discomfort. There's an unspoken message hidden with a chuckle, even the slightest crackle, that says, I promise you'll get through this. Just like the comforting hug of your mom when you were three. Isn't that beautiful? That's a beautiful analogy, isn't it? You know, the mother, the hug of a mother. And even a father. Well, don't leave fathers out of that, right? Fathers are cool, too. I'm a father, you know, right? I'm a grandfather. Yay, grandfathers. Grandfathers are cool. Anybody agree with me or disagree with me on that? Grandfathers are cool. Well, grandmothers, too, right? I'm not going to dish grandmothers. There's an unspoken message hidden with a chuckle, blah, 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 blah. Okay, moving right on. In fact, New York City's Big Apple Circus has used humor to counsel sick children since 1986, when they started sending teams of clowns into hospital rooms with rubber chicken soup and other fun surprises. It's for the children, yes, explains Jane Engelbart, deputy director of the circus, in an American Fitness article, but also for the parents who, when they hear their children laugh for the first time in days or weeks, know everything is going to be okay. You know, your child is kind of upset, child is hurt, child is emotionally upset for some reason or another. But when you hear that child laugh again, isn't that amazing? Doesn't that change the energy of a room when a child laughs? Let me check back with you guys. I'm trying to get this article to move. It's just opening really slow. I apologize for that. I'm going to get down to number three. Come on, go to number three. Oops. Okay, here we go. Number three. Whew. Thought I'd lost it there for a second. Humor relaxes. I like that one. You know, we get all tensed out. The world is all tensed out and we're all, you know, you ever drive in traffic for about an hour? You ever been stuck in traffic? Talk about being tensed out. So what if you put on a comedian while you're driving, right? Okay. Like any exercise, laughter relaxes you and works against chronic stress that most Americans wear on the shoulder. Okay, this is an article for Dr. Oz, and whether you accept Dr. Oz or not and his background. Let me just read this a little bit. When you push any engine, including your body, to its maximum, every once in a while, it slips a gear. The ways the body manifests that are irregular heartbeats, high blood pressure, and increased sensitivity to pain. When people use humor, the automatic nervous system just tones down a bit to take off high gear. It allows the heart to relax. Ooh, isn't that a cool statement? That's beautiful, isn't it? You just kind of, everything just, the whole system just kind of, ooh, eases down a little bit. So get some humor this weekend. Find something that's really funny. Find a funny movie. Go, you know, one of my favorite things to do in the past, and I haven't got to do it as much as I used to, is get with a group of people, play cards, play board games. Board games can be even more fun, but, you know, like a high intense game of high stakes poker may not be the most relaxing. It can be stressful, but you get into a fun card game where there's not a lot of money involved in it, or board games. And people are sitting around, and whether you're having a drink or not, doesn't matter. Everybody breaks into laughter, and everybody's laughing and cracking up because of what is being said and done. And I don't think there's anything greater experience than being a bunch of friends who are just able to loosen up a little bit. Let's say the board game and or the cards or whatever you're doing, whatever activity, some other kind of games like charades. And you're just all in that space of laughter. Don't you feel relaxed? Don't you feel more comfortable? Don't you feel it more at peace when you're doing that? Humor reduces pain. I love that. Apparently, the psych nurses at Laurel Regional Hospital weren't the only ones gathering patients around the TV to watch funny flicks or videos. Dr. Ezra Shadia, chief of psychiatry at Good Samaritan Hospital in Baltimore, also tries to instill the importance of laughter in his patients, saying, "I advocate finding ways to laugh by watching comedy or engaging looking up jokes and sharing them." Boom. Yeah. That doesn't talk about it here, but there's a lot of stories and articles and books written on how people have healed themselves and reduced their pain by using humor. Humor rooms, which encourage people to use laughter in their recovery from any kind of illness, are now available in some hospitals. Wouldn't you rather go to a hospital and you're recovering and they put out a bunch of funny videos and laughter and just, wouldn't you just feel better? I think I would. Right? Yeah. I can imagine sitting in the hospital room and you're laying in bed and you're trying to recover and they're putting on the TV and they have on the evening news with all the tragedy in the world. Oh, that's not going to help you. No, absolutely not. Right? So humor rooms. So if you end up in a situation where you have to be stuck in some crazy place like that, tell them, "I want to watch funny videos. I want to watch a DVD that's humorous. That's going to help my recovery." Okay? Humor boosts. See, I'm just kind of in that kind of frame of mind today more than anything. I just want to use humor in whatever I do. And so this weekend is about dedicating yourselves to being funny, being humorous, healing through humor. Okay, so we talked about the immune system. No, we didn't. Okay, humor boosts the immune system. And if those who would join me later, I am channeling my spirit guides for you. So if you have a question for my spirit group, I will channel for you. The Sarah group wants to answer questions for you, wants to show you what you're creating, what you're bringing into your life, what you're manifesting into your life. Okay? And they want to read you a little bit. So humor boosts the immune system. Whenever I prick myself accidentally, I tell a joke and my finger doesn't bleed. Well, not exactly. But if you're laid up in bed with a terrible strain of the flu that your four-year-old brought home from her play day yesterday, try to find a itsy-bitsy thread of humor in your situation. Now, if you're not familiar with what I'm talking about, this is an article from the author is Teresa J. Bouchard, Beyond the Blue. And she's a spiritual teacher from a different perspective, a little different perspective than mine, but she's really a beautiful person. Or better yet, dwell in the misery and stay away from the chuckle longer. Right? In 2006, researchers led by Lee Burke and Stanley Day Tan at Loma Linda University in Loma Linda, California, found that tumor hormone beta endorphins, which alleviate depression, and human growth hormone HGH, which helps with immunity, increased by 27% and 80%, 7% respectively when volunteers anticipated watching a humorous video. Simply anticipating humor boosts the health protecting hormones and chemicals. Think about that. You don't even have to laugh. You can just think about, "I'm going to laugh," and it helps you. It's amazing. So think about humor, okay? In his American Fitness article, David Treanor explains a separate study at Arkansas Tech University in which concentrations of I'm not even going to try to pronounce it, were increased after 21 fifth graders participated in a humor program. Okay, so laughter helps you. Humor reduces stress. The same research team at Loma Linda, California, conducted a similar study recently to see that if anticipation of humor that was shown to boost immune systems can also reduce levels of three stress hormones. Okay. They studied 16 fasting males who were assigned to either the control group or the experimental group, those anticipating a humorous event. Blood levels showed that the stress hormones were reduced 39, 70, and 38% respectfully. Therefore, researchers suggested that anticipating a positive event can reduce detrimental stress hormones. And I would take that a little step further. What if you just got into the humor, not just anticipating, oh, I'm going to put on this video for you. Now you go beyond that, right? Go beyond just that. You go and listen to this beautiful and watch this beautiful, funny video. Okay. I don't believe in humor that's totally deprecating of other people, that's really putting down other people. You know, laughing at human frailties, laughing at ourselves is really important. Not taking ourselves too seriously is really important versus just putting people down in derogatory humor. You know the difference. You absolutely know the difference. And you know the difference in comedians who kind of laugh at ourselves and laugh at humorous situations and laugh at their own situations and really bring up humorous situations about what happened in their lives or their friends versus those who consciously try to be funny by putting other people down and being derogatory and sexist or whatever else it is, right? Humor spreads happiness. This is so absolutely true, isn't it? 100%. I remember playing the game Ha as a young girl at my third grade slumber party. I would lay my head on my friend's tummy and she would lay her head on another friend's tummy and so on. The first person would start the chain of laughs with a simple ha. The second person, ha ha. The third, ha ha ha. And at some point, everyone would break into hysterics about absolutely nothing. The way a person's abdomen tightens and moves when you say ha makes you want to giggle. Okay, there's a little bit more in this article, but I think I watched a video recently where somebody on a subway train, I don't know where it was in New York or London or someplace, started to laugh hysterically, and all of a sudden, a big majority of those on the train started to laugh for no reason whatsoever, just that one person was being very, very funny. You ever do that? You're with friends and somebody starts to laugh, and isn't it contagious? Laughter is contagious. It's a beautiful thing. So this show is about, we're going to go back to the theme because I always like to go back to the theme of the show. It's about letting my spirit guides talk to you about whatever is going on in your life. I do have a caller. You've been holding a while, but we're talking about humor. And my side theme is about humor and trying to get you into the weekend of getting a little bit lighter and a little bit more at peace by using humor. So I'll take a call, see if the questions are related to something that my spirit guides would actually want to comment on. And then, because I'm going to channel. They went away. As soon as I mention channeling, they go, ooh, go to channel. No, it's just like psychic stuff, but it's better. More better. It's more betterly, as the expression would be. Yeah. Kind of cool. So if you want to come back, I'll check back in a couple minutes. I'll get into the next one. I'm going to channel from my spirit guides anyway in a few minutes, the last part of the show, and they'll get on to some topic. But I'll just get back into this humor thing because I want to – Humor cultivates optimism, and humor helps communication is the last one. I thought that was rather interesting. And I'm going to read through this point because if you've ever been in the business world or in negotiations with somebody or in a situation where it's a tense situation, notice here and apply that here to your life. There's a good marriage advice for everyone, but especially for a person prone to anxiety and depression. Most of Eric's and my fights end with one of those sarcastic remarks that is met with snicker and then a yuck and then a roar. Vola, the quarrel is magically resolved, sort of. Humor is a way to articulate these truths that are so difficult to express otherwise. It's a handy language for everyone like myself that doesn't like to use big words, who's still fretting about her low verbal SAT scores because the college administrators didn't think they were funny. Okay. But if you've noticed that, if you're in a tense situation, if somebody brings in some humor, it changes the tone. And now you become more receptive to discussion and more receptive to opening up to talking. So if you're in a tense situation with somebody, well, let's say a marriage partner or a relationship or even at work, if you could introduce a little humor into a very tense situation, you can change the energy because it's the vibration of the room is in a low state. And humor brings up that vibration, as we've been talking about. And boom, done. You're a better place, right? So think about that. If you're not humorous yourself, if you say, well, I'm not the funniest person in the world, practice it. Practice being humorous. Okay, my caller's back, I think. So let me take the call, and then we'll let my spirit guides talk to you about what they want to talk about. So we'll just take a couple minutes for a call and then see if I can channel if it's appropriate or not. Hello.
Hi, George. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm not bad, thank you. Enjoying your show about
not bad or good. Not bad means I'm okay, but I could be better, right?
Yes, that's what it is.
Yes. So what's going on? What do you want my spirit guides to channel for you about? Because I am channeling. Yeah. I'm going away and let them talk. I get out of the space here. That's what I'm trying to do more of, wanting to do more of, not trying. Trying means you might fail. I don't like the word trying normally.
Sure. Whatever they want me to know the most.
They want you to know. Okay. Give me a few seconds. I'm going to go under and I'm going to let them talk. Okay?
Okay.
Well, what do we, this is Sarah, this is the group, this is George's spiritual, well, not George's, we present our material to a lot of different people, through a lot of different people, so we're not just like exclusive to one host. We like to channel for a lot of different people and under different names, in various circumstances. So our message for you, you are loved. You are absolutely loved. You are love. Now, you might not think, well, no, I'm not loved. But yes, you are. And if you can always work at moving your vibration, your consciousness to love, love of yourself primarily, things will open up in your life. Now, obviously, there's things you're concerned about and would like to manifest more in your life, correct? Absolutely. 100%, right? Are you there? But that's still
yes.
Okay. So let's just go on to that theme a little bit more, because all humans are love. But we would say to you, you have a great capacity to love yourself much more than you're doing at this point in your life. And loving yourself means just don't be so hard on yourself. Don't be resistant to feeling good as much as you possibly can, because things will manifest in your life according to your wishes and desires. But as long as you maintain that high vibrational thing of love and appreciation for the beauty that's in your life, so we would encourage you this weekend, if you want changes, you want something to manifest, because as we tell all humans, absolutely, everything you want is in your auric field. It's right there. I don't know if you believe that a concept, because most people don't. They think what's far off, it's, you know, it's way far away and I'll never bring it into my life because I'm so frustrated. No. Everything you want in your life that you want to bring into your life is in your auric field. All you have to do is align yourself with that with those things that you want. In the simplest way, quickest way, the fastest way, if you know what we say mean by that, is to align yourself with the vibration of love. So here's what we're going to encourage you to do this weekend, if you're willing to do this. Now, you don't have to. You can just continue to do whatever you want to do. But we would encourage you to do this weekend is find beautiful things to appreciate, whether it be art, music, sculptures, architecture, just things that make your heart sing with joy. Can you do that? Could you just take a few minutes this weekend and really find things in it that you really do appreciate, that you think are beautiful, that you think just make you feel good, whatever that is? Can you do that?
Yes, I can, and I will do that. Thank you, George.
And the more you do that, the more you align with everything that's already in your auric field. It's already there for you. It's, well, I'll give you an illustration that you might think. Let's say you're out in the orchard somewhere and there's a certain kind of fruit that you love, right? You got this vision of this orchard and there's beautiful fruit hanging from the trees, right?
Yes.
And you got to reach up and try to grab, but it seems to be out of reach. That's what most people think in terms of things that they want. It just feels out of reach. I just can't reach it. I can see it, but I can't reach it. Okay?
Okay.
But if you use the energy of what we call appreciation or love or joy, it gives you that boost. It gives you that ladder. We'll use the word ladder here so that you can step up and grab it. So think of love, appreciation, joy is your ladder to reach whatever you want in your life. And you can visualize that. Okay, I want this. I want that. I'm just going to use that those beautiful high vibrational feelings, emotions to, as my ladder to reach whatever I want in my life. Because like fruit, if I just get off the ground, maybe 6 inches, 8 inches, I can reach it. So if you visualize that, in your day-to-day life, oops, I'm just going to put that ladder of appreciation, joy, love, kindness in my life. I can reach whatever I want. So think about that, okay? If you feel like you can't get there and a fruit seems to be just out of reach, use that ladder that we're talking about to reach it. Can you do that?
Yes, I can do that, George. Thank you.
It's a beautiful illustration. Think about it. Use it. Apply it. See if it works. Get back to George in a few days. See if it worked for you. Okay? Got it?
I will, George. Thank you. Okay. Much appreciated.
Be well, our friend. Be well. We love you. Your love from the spirit world. Your love. Your ancestors are saying, let your ancestors are saying to you, let your heart be joyful because that's where you find those beautiful things in your life. Thank you for listening. Okay, I'm back, but I'll let you go. Okay, so take the message to heart, okay, my friend?
Thank you, George. Thanks to the Sarah group too.
Okay, you're welcome. Be well.
And you.
Well, that was fun. That was great. Maybe I won't channel. Well, I'll channel for everybody a little bit, but I love that illustration they used about the ladder, the fruit. Think about that, my friends. Think about that. The fruit that you want in life is just out of your reach. And if you can use those high vibrational feelings, it creates that little ladder that just 6 inches, 8 inches, you go off the ground or meters or whatever you go, 10 meters, right? Millimeters. I don't know. What is it? Centimeters? I don't know. We don't do metrics very well in the United States. Like, we're not like the rest of the world. We stuck with inches. Okay. So think of that ladder. You step up a couple steps on the ladder, and there's your fruit. There's your new relationship. There's a new job. There's a new this. I can reach it now because I've used those high vibrational energies to get there. I love that illustration. Beautiful. Okay. So I'm going to write about that. Spirit's going to let me remember this one. Okay, I'm going to channel for a few minutes, and then the show's going to be over, and you guys are going to have a fun weekend. You're going to use a lot of humor this weekend and seek humor, seek good stuff. So I'm going to let Sarah come back in for a few minutes. Life is good for you, all of you. We believe that your life should not be full of drudgery. You know, we've been talking to George about and kind of introducing this idea because he doesn't like the term and we don't like the term particularly that you have to work really, really, really hard to be successful. It's hard work if you work really hard. Doesn't that sound kind of difficult? Don't you think about that? Oh, you work really hard, you'll be successful. Doesn't that just give this energy of, oh, what a drudgery. I got to work so hard. Got to work 16 hours a day. I got to focus completely on my work. I can't let any interference in my life. I can't let any humor in my life. I can't let any fun in my life. I just got to work, work, work. Doesn't that sound kind of like frustrating? If you've been there, you've done that, you're a human, you go, oh, I know. But I got there. It took me a long time, but I got there, but I worked really hard. But I missed out on some of the joy. I missed out some of the fun. I missed out on some of the laughter. So we would say to you, think about accomplishing something, reaching success in your life. You want to be successful. You want to reach a certain goal. We would say you want to proceed and work. That's nothing wrong with working at something, but do it smart. Do it intelligently. Do it intelligently. Do it with joy. Do it with happiness. Feel good about your work. Do it with laughter. Do it with sense of, oh man, this is just so much fun doing this. I just love this job I'm doing. It's just amazing. Of course, yeah, there's going to be low spots, but for the most part, don't think in terms of hard. Think about joy. Think about fun. Think about feeling good. Think about working intelligently, smartly. And another word we throw out here for you is think about working intuitively, where you're being guided to success. You're being guided by your higher self, by spirit, by source energy to accomplish what you need. You just kind of turn yourself over and surrender to the situation that you're going to be guided to feel good, to accomplish great things, versus just thinking about, oh, I'm going to work hard, going to make difficult, it's going to be this huge challenge. Challenge is good. But if challenge is done with a sense of feeling good, a sense of joy, a sense of accomplishments, of an intuitive sense of, yeah, I'm getting all the guidance I need. I'm getting all the wisdom. Problem solving comes from a higher source. I got a problem, but I know that source will bring me an answer. I'm just going to go about and find something really joyful about what I'm doing. If your work, if what you're trying to do in your life, you can't say, well, I can't be joyful. I can't have fun. It's a drudgery. It's difficult. It's a challenge. It's a hard challenge. Then you're doing the wrong thing. Simple as that. If you can't live from a place of bliss, if you can't live from a place of accomplishment and love, if you can't live and work from a place of feeling good and just feeling good about what you're doing, and yeah, this is my purpose. This is why I'm doing this. This is just great. This is fantastic. If you can't put yourself into that environment, into that vibration while you're working, then you need to look seriously at what you're doing, because this is not you. You're out of sync. Your life is out of sync. You're not in alignment with your true purpose. So find that true purpose. Find that avenue to accomplish things and feel good about it and work from an intuitive place, from a love place, from a joy place, from a sense of, here's a good word for you. Think about this. Work should be play. Work should be fun. Work should be joyful. At the end of the day, you should say to yourself, wow, that was a fun day. I really enjoyed my day. I really enjoyed what I did today, because it was just, I have this feeling of accomplishment. It was fantastic. It's like playing all day. Why not? You're saying, well, that's not my job. Well, maybe you're in the wrong job. Maybe you're doing the wrong thing. Because if you can't equate your work to a lot of fun, a lot of play, a lot of joy, a lot of accomplishment, a lot of feeling good, a lot of intuitiveness going into it. Wow, look what I just did. I don't know where the answers came from, but they came to me and I just have felt good about it. If you can get yourself, so find your purpose. Find something that feels good. Find something that just resonates with you as you do it, that you can find a lot of humor in it. You can find a lot of play in it. You can find those challenges, and you go, wow, that challenge, I really like that challenge. You know, I can just it was fun. I just got lost in the challenge, and it was fun trying to solve that problem or do whatever I'm going to do. That's where life becomes what life should be. That's where your work becomes your life. Think about it. That's where your work becomes your life and your purpose. So we'll leave you with that. Think about that. Just kind of contemplate those ideas. You may agree or may disagree, but at least give them some thought. Thank you for listening. Be well, my friends. Remember, laughter is a cure-all for what's going on in your life. Remember that laughter is a cure-all for whatever is going on in your life. We love you. Be well. Thank you. Okay, Well, that was fun. Well, I got a few seconds left, so have a beautiful weekend. Hope your weekend goes really, really well this weekend. And have some fun. Accomplish something. Do something that you go, wow, that was really great. I really enjoyed doing that. So I love you guys. I will be back on Monday for another fun show. Be well. Bye now.